You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we got great guests here. We got all my good friends here. We're going to have them all introduce themselves in just a minute. But before we do, I want to get here. I want to give a thank you to all the folks at Aventura Hospital who've been helping my mom. She's been in ICU. That's why I look so gorgeous today. But I promise I'm on top of my game for you, because when I do my radio show, it's all about you making your life better every day. Hey, I want to thank Andrea, Stanley, Ina, and I, of course, want to thank my good friend Howard, who is my backup. Howard, thank you, all the folks at Aventura Hospital. Thank you so much. I'll see you tomorrow. I know you're going to get my mom better. Now we are on. Everybody better lean in and listen to their microphone. Everybody better lean in and talk on their microphone. Get ready. You've got to pull that microphone down in your face. There you go. Manny, talk. You're going to, okay, now I want to introduce all my friends. I got the boys from Raycel here. They're going to talk about what's happening with Raycel. Guys, give it to me.
Well, thanks, Jim. I appreciate you having us.
You got to introduce yourself first.
I appreciate that. My name is Josh Young. I'm the founder and CEO of Raycel.com. We are the number one online commercial mortgage marketplace.
Manny.
I'm Manny Huerta with Raycel. I'm the senior commercial loan advisor there.
I love you guys. All right. Now, listen, I've got a commercial mortgage need. How do I do something with you guys?
It's very easy. You just go online to Raycel.com, R-A-I-S-A-L.com, and we have a quick onboarding process. It takes about 3 minutes, and within that time frame, you can get connected up to literally hundreds of different types of lenders, and we have a matching algorithm that makes sure you're matched up with the right lender from a bank all the way to a bridge to hard money. It doesn't really matter to us. We're there to facilitate the loan from A to Z.
How does your machine know who I need to meet?
Well, that's kind of the secret sauce, Jim. We have a proprietary matching algorithm that learns based on different attributes of a particular loan. So whether it's an apartment loan, whether it's a shopping center, could be an office building, and then there's geographic area. So as you know, being in this industry for a long time, every lender is unique, and they have different unique preferences. And we've built a system that where lenders can actually build a profile, just like you can build a profile on a dating site, so that we can match up through those matching through the matching algorithm through different attributes to make sure you get connected with the right lender.
Well, people always say to me, they say, Jim, what do you do? I say, well, all I really do is take people on dates. Sounds like you're putting me out of business.
Not necessarily. We actually are very broker friendly. We work with dozens of brokers across the state. In fact, we work with quite a few across the country, and they use our software to help really to facilitate some efficiency to the process. And part of this company was really founded upon the idea that it's an inefficient process right now, and it can be solved. The inefficiency can be solved through technology, and we built that.
Now, Manny, you've been a top lending officer here in town for many, many years. People know you as a guy that gets problems solved. What made you move from brick and mortar to online?
I just saw the potential. It was incredible. And the way everything is going with technology, this makes it easy for the borrower to match up with the right lender.
Well, Manny, then, how does it determine product type by product type? Where on the capital stack do your guys fit, or do you fit all across the capital stack?
We basically fit all across the capital stack, Jim. Like Josh was saying, we have a proprietary software that matches the lender with the borrower's needs. And depending on what your needs are, you'll get matched up with the right lender.
Yeah, well, I've done a whole bunch of loans in my day. And what I've found is that never is it the same twice. The documents always got to get negotiated. How does that work with you guys?
Well, we're a little bit earlier in the process. You know, what we found is it takes about 3 weeks and sometimes up to about 30 different lenders knocking on those doors, trying to get somebody to be interested in a particular loan. As you said, every deal is unique. And while one lender likes, gas stations, the next lender doesn't. And one will lend on one side of the street and the other won't lend on the other. And so through this process and through this platform, we can efficiently knock on all those doors, and the ones that we already know are closed, they won't knock on that door. So the matching component is critical. And then there's the bidding. We have a competitive bid process that allows the lenders to submit competitive bids, sort of like a lending tree type model where you can get multiple offers at the same time, multiple options. And what we found is borrowers are A, very concerned about just getting a lender to be interested in it, but B, having a couple of options. You know, maybe the first option isn't make a lot of sense. So we try to give a couple of different options. And ultimately, through this competitive system, we found that, customers want they want the competitive nature. They want to have transparency. And they want to shop. I mean, well, let's face it. This is a big purchase, right? Or a big thing in their financial, you know, what they're doing. So that's one of the critical things of it.
Now, Josh, I know that you were an attorney, real successful attorney here in town, and you got into this. The attorneys always like to get their fingerprints on everything. Is this attorney friendly?
It's actually very, a lot of this came out of my experience of representing banks, both in-house and outside. And we actually deal with a lot of attorneys because a lot of times the attorneys, as our other guest here, Phil, will attest.
Yeah, Phil was giving me a dirty look. Phil, you're not getting out of a job here. There's a reason that these guys are talking. You're here. We're going to do something here.
But yeah, I mean, the attorneys sometimes are the traffic cop. I found myself being the traffic cop a lot of times where customers come to say to me, or the client rather, which bank do we go to or where do we go with this thing? And you start rolling through your Rolodex of what makes sense and what doesn't. And that's really one of the sort of the genesis of this whole platform. And it's been amazing, Jim. We launched this thing about January of this year, and we have just exploded. We have clients across the country. We're doing hundreds of millions of dollars in deals right now, and it's really, I think we've hit the nerve on what is happening in commercial lending.
Well, you know, we were talking outside in the green room, and you were mentioning to me that you're looking for all kinds of different people to help join you. Why don't you talk a little bit about that? Because we've had folks that have actually hooked up through the airwaves that have gotten jobs. So if you're looking for a job, listen up, because Josh is about to tell you something you might just get excited about. Josh, it's yours.
Yeah, well, thanks. We're looking for a variety of different people to join us. We're an ever-growing company. We are a startup, but it is growing quite rapidly. So we're looking for underwriters or analysts. We're looking for some processors, and we're always looking for other loan advisors like Manny that can generate business that are looking to do it in a little bit different manner.
Why don't you send me an email? Because I've got a whole bunch of young folks that are looking to get into things, and I'd love to get them on a platform that's as progressive and really, really cool as yours. We've only got a couple more minutes in this segment, but can you guys stick with me and do a second segment?
Absolutely. Thank
awesome. You. Awesome. Okay, great. So then, Manny, I'm a client. I'm a customer. You're calling on me. We've done business at TerraBank, the other places you've been. Ooh, I guess I shouldn't have really said that. But okay. but so Manny, great to see you. Love the cafecito. The pastelito was great. How am I going to do business with you? Why?
Because we get the deal done for you.
Oh, keep talking. You can't just talk like that, or I'm going to just roll right past you. Come on. Tell me what you mean by getting the deal done. It's more complicated than that.
It's not. It really isn't, Jim. It really is not that complicated. We go to the right lenders. We know what you're looking for. We match you with the proper lender, whether you're here, California, New York, Pennsylvania.
He's getting on a roll there, Josh. Should I ask him another question, or you want to jump in here?
Yeah, ask him how he thinks outside of the box.
Yeah, you know, because I talk about that. If your loan don't fit inside of the box, you should call me at Spectrum, but I'm talking about Resi. How about with you guys?
Well, we do think outside the box. We have a deal we're working on right now where we are putting up a cash collateral as a supplement to the cash flow, and we're achieving the debt service coverage ratio that the lender was looking for.
Wow, that's a whole bunch of jargon. What did you really mean?
That we got the deal done for the client.
You got a creative solution, too.
Definitely.
Hey,
definitely.
And if there's a closing, everybody's happy, right?
Definitely.
Okay, now, Wanda, how much more time do I have in this segment? 2 minutes. 2 minutos. All right. Well, Josh, since we only have a couple more minutes, why don't we talk about how people find you if they want to either get a job or get a deal done? Where do they find you?
Well, that's a good segue into, I wanted to give a shout out to my marketing team back home, back in the office, Jacinia and Bill and Scott.
Shout out.
They do an awesome job.
They do a phenomenal job. They're really helping us spread the word.
Brownie point meter's going way up, guys.
But you'll find us on Twitter, on Facebook, on LinkedIn. We do quite a bit of digital advertising. We are an internet company. We're a fintech company, so we rely heavily on the digital side. So if you Google commercial mortgage, you'll find us usually at the top of the list. Commercial loans in Miami, or commercial mortgage marketplace. We are known for the most part throughout the industry now as the number one commercial mortgage marketplace. So Just Google commercial mortgage marketplace and you'll find us.
I think that's absolutely awesome. And high five to you for getting that. And well done to the marketing folk. Well done to the marketing folks back home.
And thank you, Jim.
No, it's my absolute pleasure. I'm loving it. I'm loving working with you guys. Listen, you guys are a pleasure having on because you're buying into it, which is having fun, not just giving out information. Now, we've only got about a minute left. So, Manny, what have you seen as far as the marketing platform? Has it helped you generate more deals?
Definitely. We closed one deal early on right after we launched. It was amazing. It was something totally out of the box for me, out of a totally different procedure. The borrower lived in Atlanta. The lender was in Orlando. And the property, I mean, the lender was in Boca and the property was in Orlando.
And you were in Miami.
And I'm in Miami. I never met the borrower, never met the lender, and I never saw the property, which I had never done before as a banker.
Yeah, Pedro, this is the future of real estate lending. We're going to be back after a short break. Stick with us. We're going to hear more really cool stuff about how you can get a loan with the RaySal platform. That gives Wanda enough time to tee up the exit music. So, Wanda, I'm out.